Blog Talk Radio.
On your Saturday morning show right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You're listening to the 11 o'clock show, and today we're supposed to be having an interview with Mr. A.B. Darius Dillon from Liberia, former senatorial candidate. Mr. Dillon is supposed to be joining us this morning for a very interesting interview, so keep that down tuning, because Bismarck is right here on your radio. Saturday the 18th of May, we want to say good morning to Liberia, Africa, and the world. We want to say good morning to all our listeners out there, fans, friends, and family around the world. We love you and we do appreciate you. And this is Bismarck, right here on your morning radio. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Big ups to Black Money Movie, Chris Ike and Vogue Entertainment, producer of the Black Money Movie. The Black Money Movie has been nominated for 6 Golden Icons Award. So big ups to Black Money and big ups to Chris Ike, Robert Peter, and the Black Money crew. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk on 101.3. Number is 323-580-5677. You can call in to holler at your boy, or you can call in to participate on the program, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or family. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We want to express want to send a happy birthday greetings out to members of the Radio Talk 101.3 family. Jean-Pierre Cardin Richardson, happy birthday. Alhaz Asumana Aziz, Liberian recording artist also, won't say happy birthday. Patrick N. Mayanga, won't say happy birthday also, and wish you all a prosperous year. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's Saturday morning. Yeah, we love you out there. Keep it down, Tony. Because we should be having an interview with Mr. A.B. Darius Dillon, former senatorial candidate, Liberia. He should be calling us from Liberia. Listen, keep that down, Tony, because it's going to be very interesting. We got so many questions for him. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Here on the radio, let's get into death announcement. Want to express our sincere sympathy to the Allen family in Liberia, Africa, and the world for the death of their son, nephew, uncle, cousin, Liberian recording artist and musical ambassador, Irenzi Allen. He was killed as a result of an automobile accident in Nigeria. Irenzi was a very talented musician who played with Ivorian superstar Alpha Blondy on many of his recordings. He is also the brother of Dr. William C. Allen, Chief Cyril Allen, Florence Mommy Allen, Miss Bernice Allen, Momo, Ernest Allen, and the late David Allen Jr. He was predeceased by his mother and dad, the late Mr. and Mistress David Allen. This announcement comes from Mr. Charles Edward Goodrich, cousin of Mr. Irenzi Allen. I knew Irenzi very well. He was a very good friend of mine, a brother also. We took part in the music industry in Liberia. He and I were good friends. We visited each other's homes, hung out together. He'll be greatly missed. Irenzi was a prolific artist, one of the founding members of the music industry in Liberia. We say to the Allen family, have our sympathy. May God be with the Allen family in the time of bereavement. This Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We're supposed to be having an interview with Mr. A.B. Darius Dillon, former senatorial candidate from Liberia, who is in Liberia. We are supposed to be chatting with him by telephone from Liberia concerning issues of Liberia. He's also a member of the Unity Party, and he remains a very firm supporter of and friend of Madam Ellen Johnson, Shirley, President of Liberia. This is Bismarck, right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into some music while we await the call of Mr. A.B. Darius Dillon from Liberia. Let's get into the song now, Restoration Song, by LIB recording artist Bob Henry. It's Bismarck, right here, on Radio Talk 101.3.
Into my restoration.
You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the 11 o'clock show this Saturday morning. We're still waiting on the call from Mr. A.B. Darius Dillon. We're supposed to be having an interview with him this morning concerning issues in Liberia. Mr. A.B. Darius Dillon is a former senatorial candidate in Liberia and a friend of Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, President of Liberia. And Mr. A.B. Darius Dillon is also a member of the Unity Party. We have a lot of questions for him, and we're still waiting on his call. Keep that dial tuned, because Bismarck is right here on your radio. Let's get into some issues from Liberia. House passes Democracy Sustainability Act. The House of Representatives has passed a law to sustain political parties in the country. The act entitled An Act to Sustain Democracy Through Public Funding of Political Parties. Coalition alliances providing for annual national budget appropriation to political parties, coalition alliance, and independent candidates was heavily debated before members voted to pass in Senate to the Liberian Senate for concurrence. The House passed the act with the recommendation for $250,000 to be annually given to parties or alliances that meet the threshold of the 5-9% of the election results dropped. Also not considered were budgetary allocations for independent candidates after each election. When concurred with by the Liberian Senate, political parties, alliances, with the following percentage in the 2011 elections, will get the following budgetary allocations: 10-19%, $360,000, 20-20%, $450,000, 30-39%, $675,000, 40-49%, $825,000, 50-100%, $1,125,000. According to the Act, Section 3.1 provides for a political parties or alliance to get $15,000 annually per Senate seat, while amount of $12,500 will be allotted to a political party or alliance per representative's seat. Said money will be paid quarterly by and through the National Election Commission as a regulatory body of all political parties, alliances, and coalitions. Political parties receiving public funds shall be subject to written financial reporting requirement by the General Auditing Commission. Full text of the law will be published on the House website. Now, this brings me to the question. I mean, the government is allocating money for political parties, and you have 80 to 85% of the Liberian populace living in extreme poverty and still living in a primitive style of life. I mean, this doesn't add up and this doesn't sound right. I mean, this is a good endeavor, but at this present moment, Liberia cannot afford it. Funds provided to the Liberian government through aid and other means should be used on prioritized issues like poverty, education, health, creating jobs. You know, what's going on with the revitalization of the hydro plant, providing electricity to greater Liberia, to the whole of Liberia? What's happening to the water plant, providing clean and running water to the greater Liberia? I mean, what's going on with the price control in Liberia, where prices are escalating, especially food now, or bag of rice have gone up to 60 US dollars. which is, you know, very difficult for the 80 or 85% of Liberian family who can hardly sustain their family, who doesn't know where the next meal is coming from, or how are they going to, you know, educate their kids. So, you know, the president once before vetoed a bill like this, and I hope she does veto it this time again, because Liberia cannot afford this at this time, and this is not, and you know, this shouldn't be prioritized. You know, we got more important issues to take care of now in Liberia. That can be gotten to later on, and it needs to be discussed further. First of all, government officials, senators, you know, directors, ministers, and all of that, you know, their pay rate in U.S. dollars is so high compared to that of the regular citizens who can't even afford a dollar a day. What I think is that the salaries of government officials should be revisited, you know, by the House and the Senate, and there should be a reduction in the salaries, because, I mean, the salaries are too high compared to the normal citizens, and the lack of jobs and all of that, and you're putting so much money into the pockets of government officials, lawmakers who are so corrupt and not, you know, carrying out the will of the people. You know, I think the government should readdress the issues of government salaries and, you know, bring about some reduction in government salary to allocate money for the use in other programs. Now, let's get to another story about grandchildren being in prison without charges and, you know, over 72 hours and not being tried. I mean, there is a law in Liberia where an individual, if arrested, should be charged within 48 hours period and, you know, given a trial date. But here we have some grandchildren who have been arrested, imprisoned, not charged, and haven't been given a trial date and been there over 72 hours. Now, the government, through its Justice Department, needs to visit this situation, needs to address this situation, because it's creating an uprising amongst the people. And, you know, we talk gone were the days when people would be arrested, you know, without charge and, you know, kept in prison without being, without given a trial date, you know, due course of trial. So these are issues that should be addressed in Liberia. These are prioritized issues, I mean, for us. So we're calling on the president of Liberia and members of the government to, you know, address these issues. And corruption is growing on the rise in Liberia. I mean, what is the Liberian government doing about corruption? What is the president of Liberia doing about corruption? Is President Sirleaf turning a blind eye to corruption in Liberia, most especially to those who she's affiliated with or acquainted with, or those who are friends of the president? Or is she waiting on the branches of government to function and take action in those cases? I mean, we have a judiciary system inclusive with the Justice Department that should be investigating, and if there's merit of guilt in these situations, then the Justice Department should prosecute these members of government that are corrupt. You know, serious actions should be taken. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We should have had a call from Mr. A.B. Darius Dillon for an interview here on our Radio Talk 101.3 concerning issues in Liberia and the Unity Party. We also wanted to ask him about the documentary made by this Danish reporter, this Danish journalist, who acquired fake documents as a Liberian diplomat to a Central African Republic. He spoke with Liberian government officials who promised to give him the official document. They did provide a fake document. It's fake because it didn't carry the official signatures of the president and the chairman of the Unity Party, Mr. Vani Sherman, was also involved in this conspiracy. He was bribed by the Danish journalist with U.S. $30,000 with the intention of Mr. Vani Sherman getting the signature of the president to an official document for a foreign national representing Liberia as a Liberian diplomat, which is completely illegal. We have so many questions for Mr. Darius. He didn't call in. We want to say sorry to our listening audience out there. We'll find out why he didn't call in, but we'll bring you programs of facts. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's about time to get out of here. We want to say we love you out there. It's Saturday morning. It's the weekend. Have a blessed weekend. Be safe out there. Remember, Jesus loves you. Buckle up when you're driving and spread love around. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get out of here with something from LIB Recording Artist. To AKA Sugar Vaughn, the song Am I Dreaming?
Baby,
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. It is Bismarck. Have a blessed weekend. Peace.